Good morning. I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The record-spending gubernatorial campaign is casting a shadow on other statewide races. A new poll shows voters are undecided about how they will cast their vote for attorney general. The survey is from the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. Among likely voters, 36% chose Democrat Kwame Raoul, while 26% went for Republican Erica Harold. SIU's John Jackson says Raoul is in a slightly better position than Harold.
But long and short is, with almost 40% yet to make up their minds, this one is still to be won or lost by the campaigns and who gets out the vote, of course.
The poll did not include Libertarian candidate Bubba Harsey. The Libertarian candidate for governor, Cash Jackson, was at 4%. In other news, a report shows J.B. Pritzker, the Democratic nominee for governor, engaged in a scheme to defraud taxpayers. It's prompting calls for a criminal investigation from his Republican rivals. Tony Arnold has more.
Republican incumbent Governor Bruce Rauner's been poking fun of Pritzker for removing toilets from a mansion he owns in the Gold Coast neighborhood to get a property tax break. The Sun-Times first reported the independent Cook County Inspector General investigated and found Pritzker's actions saved him $330,000. Pat Brady used to lead the Illinois Republican Party and was also a prosecutor.
These are the kind of cases I used to do, and this is a slam dunk mail fraud.
Pritzker's told reporters nothing was improper, and removing the toilets was part of a renovation. I'm Tony Arnold.
A Pritzker spokesperson says the candidate is in the process of refunding Cook County with the tax breaks he received. Most of the roughly 400 guns that were stolen from a UPS facility in Tennessee have been recovered in the Chicago area. The estimate of stolen firearms makes it one of the largest single gun thefts, according to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. ATF seized the firearms after police officers responded to a call about suspicious activity in the southern Chicago suburb of Midlothian Sunday. This was about 12 hours after the guns were taken from a UPS facility in Memphis. Authorities said the guns being shipped from a Ruger factory in North Carolina were taken by two men in a U-Haul truck. The truck, along with the guns, was recovered in a store parking lot in Midlothian, and police questioned two men before they both ran away. I'm Dan Klefstad. This is Illinois News.
Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. Neither side is saying much after a tentative deal was reached earlier this week to avoid a teacher strike in Murfreesboro. The district released a written statement yesterday saying the Board of Education negotiation team was pleased with the progress made Monday night. The Murfreesboro Education Association, which represents the teachers, says the main sticking point had to do with salary increases. Teachers said they had taken multiple salary freezes over the last 10 years. Neither side is releasing details of the new deal until it's ratified by the union and then approved by the school board. The Illinois Capitol breathed a sigh of relief over the summer when Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and the Democratic-controlled legislature agreed to a state budget. But most Illinois voters say they're still not sure the deal will solve the state's $1.2 billion deficit. It's according to a new survey from AARP Illinois. Joe Woodward is an AARP volunteer from Springfield. He says nearly half of respondents say they've considered leaving the state.
The top three reasons cited for leaving the state were high taxes, government mismanagement, and the high cost of living, in that order.
6 in 10 of those surveyed say they support a graduated income tax as a way to solve Illinois' fiscal problems. Democratic gubernatorial candidate J.B. Pritzker has suggested just that. But he's also refused to say what the new taxes should be. Incumbent Republican Governor Bruce Rauner supports keeping Illinois' current flat tax. As an editor's note, the AARP Illinois is a sponsor of NPR Illinois and the station's Illinois Issues Forum, including one here in Carbondale.